We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
On WGR.
Sal coming up from Cleveland in just a moment. He'll be on the sidelines tonight for the Bills-Browns game. It is a 7:30 game. We'll have it here on WGR. We'll talk more about tonight's matchup in a moment. Preseason football last night. Did you watch Sam Darnold? Yeah, I did. He played the first half for the Jets. He started the game, played the first half, got three series, 8 of 11, 62 yards, threw an interception. Teddy Bridgewater has been playing better than Darnold by accounts of Jets reporters anyway. Did not see Bridgewater last night. He played in the second half, had a good night, 10 of 15, 127 TD and a pick. New England-Philly game notable because Nick Foles left the game with an injury. He strained a shoulder. Now remember, Carson Wentz has still not been medically cleared for contact in the Eagles camp. So now they've got this injury on top of that issue. Mason Rudolph got the start for the Steelers last night. Did not play well in their loss to Green Bay. Dez Bryant met with the Browns yesterday. And according to Dez, the two sides are still trying to work things out. Yankees lost to Tampa. The Mets split a doubleheader in Philly. Notable in the first game, they set a franchise record for runs scored in a 24-4 win. The Jays lost to Kansas City. The Bisons lost to Gwinnett. Jose Arena from the Marlins suspended six games for hitting Ronald Acuna Jr. Brant Snedeker, 59 at the Wyndham Championship. Only the 10th sub-60 round in PGA history, and the Buttes re-signed Emily Falzer, who played her hockey in high school at Nichols. Those are your headlines. The next update coming up at 8 o'clock.
Never one to miss a chance to point out how close a certain season is. You know what's in the...
The
bistro.
There's cider in the... Oh, did I tell you two guys? I forgot. There's cider and apple pies in the bistro.
Pie and cider out here in our little bistro.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have a little sip of cider.
You can have... There's giant jugs of cider. You can take a whole jug home if you want.
And pies.
And four pies. Take a pie. I don't know. Take a pie and a jug home. On the AT&T hotline from the city of Cleveland on the banks of Lake Erie is our very own Sal Capaccio. Time to go behind the scenes with the Bills with Sal, and it is brought to you by Outlet Liquor for the lowest everyday prices in the state. Shop Outlet Liquor. What's up, Sal? How are things in Cleveland this morning?
A little cloudy. We had some rain yesterday when we got here. Probably going to rain a little bit today. I think we might have some in the forecast tonight, so it'll be kind of hit and miss for what time as far as the game is concerned.
I didn't think about weather forecast for tonight. I know we're supposed to have some pretty good storms here today, so hopefully it's not too bad tonight in Cleveland.
Yeah, I same thing here. I don't obviously sideline guy here doesn't want to be in the rain all night, but hopefully it'll miss us, but I do know they're going to be lingering around, so we'll see.
Hey, what about starting the twos tonight? No, that's probably not going to happen, right?
Then they wouldn't be the twos.
Okay, someone tweeted and said, why not start the twos? That way you could see Allen against their ones.
I guess because you need to get in what you need to get in. You need to worry about your team, and you need to start your starters and let them play.
Yeah. How long do we think starters are playing tonight for the Bills? Any idea?
You know, I don't know. My guess is probably what we saw last week, a little bit longer than last week, I should say, because... Well, I shouldn't say it's a guess. It's what Leslie Frazier told us, but I don't know how long that is. Leslie Frazier told us the starters will play longer than they did last week. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if he meant just on defense or if he means offense too, but that means probably into the second quarter a little bit.
Okay. So quarterbacks, we remain, we're waiting to see what happens tonight, but safe bet, A.J. McCarron starts?
I think so. I mean, I just by the way practice has gone all week, guys, I mean, I can't imagine A.J. McCarron had been the first team quarterback, you know, a couple times this week. He was not last week during the preseason game. There's this rotation that they wouldn't start him, but you never know. And then Josh Allen's been with the twos all week, so I just can't imagine he wouldn't be with the twos in this game primarily. So, you know, we'll see if he plays at all with the ones or even, again, with the threes. So yeah. I'm not sure about that. But all indications are, to me, it should go McCarron than Allen, than Peterman. But I thought McCarron was going to start last week, and then Peterman trotted out there.
I was wondering with Allen, like, you know, is it possible, depending on how many series the ones get tonight, is it possible that whoever does start, if it's not Allen, you know, McCarron or Peterman, gets a couple series and the ones are still in there, and then they put Allen in with those guys? Who knows?
Yeah, it could be. You know, there's always Sean McDermott will have a rhyme and reason for something. Right? I mean, he's always got a plan for it. And does that mean maybe he wants Josh Allen to come in and play with one center and another center? Maybe he gets both work. Maybe he wants certain offensive linemen in together so he leaves different guys in. It doesn't have to be mm-hmm. wholesale substitutions. I think sometimes we make it too much black and white, right? We say, oh, here's the first group, here's the second group. Now, it can be like that, yeah. But you have a lot of receivers who are working both with the first and second. You know, maybe you want to, you know, get maybe Zay Jones, you don't want to necessarily let him play. This is you know, first game kind of playing full out, so maybe you don't want to have him play an entire quarter, so you get a guy who's on the twos, come in and play with some ones, and then he crosses over with the twos. So I always think that there's a way that you can get different guys in there, and that could include quarterback. You never know.
803-0550, you got a question on the Bills. You can call now and bring it up with Sal. Zay Jones is one of the guys, excuse me, Sal, I think in terms of storylines to watch for tonight, Zay Jones coming back, finally getting involved in the game, and, of course, Corey Coleman. In terms of just receivers, Zay Jones and Corey Coleman would be two of the more intriguing stories to watch tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously Corey Coleman's storyline involves the Browns as well, so I think that's interesting. But, look, Zay is an interesting story. I agree 100%. When you had Matt Parrino on yesterday, you know, he went around with the media and he said, you know, hey, he was asking all of us different media guys. He said, give me someone who's impressed you and someone who has surprised you. I gave him Jason Kroom as impressive. Mm-hmm. My surprise was Zay Jones. And the reason I gave was I said, I did not think at all that he would be up to speed to where he is right now. I did not think he would be in the second preseason game already running consistently with the starters and probably going to start in this game and play with them. I thought he would take probably at least several weeks into the regular season for him to get really acclimated and where they need him to be and on track. But for him to do that speaks volumes to me, because Sean McDermott's not just going to throw somebody out there. He hasn't done it with Corey Coleman, right? I mean, McDermott makes you earn it. He wants to make sure that you're exactly where you need to be before I put you out on the field and I can trust you both physically and mentally. Now that brings us to Corey Coleman. We'll see what he can handle tonight. You know, they're still bringing him along. I get the feeling that, you know, they'd like him to be a little bit more up to speed than what he is right now with the playbook, but there's still time, so they're going to kind of start to throw him to the fire a little bit to see what he can do.
This quarterback for the Browns, their starter, what's his name again? Tyrod Taylor, I think it is, right?
I'm going to stick with Tyrod. His dad actually said it is Tyrod. He calls him Tyrod, so even if he wants to be Tyrod, or he said it was, or someone said it was, I'm going to stick with Tyrod. You could just call him Ty. How about that?
Is it going to be odd watching Tyrod Taylor play against the Bills for you, having covered his career here?
No, you know, I mean, it's always, I always think about that, and I can't remember players over the years. Like, I mean, look, I know it's not on the same level, but like last week I'm on the sidelines and I go up and, you know, here's Kevon Seymour and Denoris Searcy, mm-hmm. you know, and I did a TV show with Denoris for a while, and here he comes, you know, I saw him in Tennessee, you know, right after the year the Bills, you know, got rid of him. So you always see guys in that role on different teams. You see coaches on the other side that have been on the Bills. So I think what's going to be interesting to me is just seeing how Tyrod is with some of the players on the Bills, the coaches on the Bills. This is the organization. These are the people who traded him away. You know, what are those relationships like? What are those moments like? And I have a feeling we're going to see some of that on Hard Knocks, you know, because even though Hard Knocks is all about the Browns and they don't really focus on the team they're playing against, I would guess that they're going to focus a little bit on the interaction between Tyrod and his former team mm-hmm. in preseason game number two. So that'll probably be a little bit tonight. It won't be weird for me to see it. I think it'll be interesting, though, to watch all of that.
I wouldn't expect we'd see a Cam Newton, Kelvin Benjamin moment from Tyrod with anybody, right?
No, I'm sure everybody liked him. Tyrod's very, very well liked and respected yeah. amongst the players of this organization and the coaches, by the way. I mean, they traded him because they felt that was the right thing to make the team better. But you never know if he feels slighted at all and he doesn't want to say hi. But knowing Tyrod Taylor the way I've gotten to know him for 3 years in Buffalo, I don't think he would be like that. I think he would go up and say hello to Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott. And, you know, Tyrod is a good person. And I think tonight, you know, he's going to probably go say hi to and enjoy being around those people again.
We got a tweet about Benjamin and whether or not he would play tonight. Any word, first of all? Because I feel like, I know you said, you know, don't freak out. We'll see what happens with whether he's, you know, got an issue or not. But I feel like if there's any doubt, you err on the side of caution and don't even play him tonight.
Well, I agree with that, but I don't know if that's the case, right? So we'll see. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, I haven't heard anything that he's not playing, but, you know, there's always a chance that that could happen. You know, you got guys who took rest weeks last week, like LeSean McCoy and Kyle Williams, too. LeSean went through his pregame warm-up. He did not play. Kyle Williams didn't even do the warm-up, so we'll see if those guys play tonight. But as far as Kelvin, that will be something we'll monitor pretty early on in pregame. So, you know, when people are listening to the round table and the pregame show and all that stuff, that's something that I'll be able to see right away. Is he on the field? Does he have his equipment on? Is he catching passes? Yep. Doing all that stuff. And just because that happens doesn't mean he has to play, but at least if he's doing that, that's a really good sign, I would say.
It's a good thing we have you on, Sal, because I think I said this to you last week, and I'll say it again. I haven't really been paying attention to the defense. So I wanted to backtrack to last week's game because Tremaine Edmonds, of course, is one of the stories to watch in the preseason and how he comes along in his development here since they're expecting a big year from him. What'd you think of him against Carolina? I really didn't pay close enough attention. So how do you think he fared?
I thought he was a little hesitant at times. Mm-hmm. You know, when he decided to get there, he got there. You know, he's long, covers a lot of ground when he wants to get there. I thought he could do a little better job of, you know, recognizing a little quicker, diagnosing, and that might just go with the playing speed of his first ever NFL game. Maybe it's he wants to be exactly sure what he's doing and not make a mistake. I don't think he played poorly by any means, but I don't think he stood out, and I think Tremaine Edmonds needs to stand out. You know, he's your middle linebacker. He's 6'5", 250, and you traded up in the first round to grab him for a reason, and I loved him coming out. I think he's going to have a heck of a career. I think he's going to be one of the best linebackers in this game in some time. But I think tonight I'd like to see him play a little bit faster, diagnose things a little bit quicker, and, you know, kind of read and react a little bit faster, a little more sudden.
You ready?
Trivia time. You ready, Sal?
Oh, you know what?
I'm always ready.
And then
trivia.
After trivia, we have to talk about our latest winner in our country suite contest.
Yes. All right. Let's do it.
Go ahead.
So here's the trivia. You're talking about Tremaine Edmonds, linebacker. You want him to play a little faster. We've done sacks, rushing yards, receiving yards in Bills history, in this Bills preseason. I have the top 10 tacklers. Hey. Top 10 in Bills franchise history in tackles. Three linemen, four linebackers, three defensive backs. How many of the top 10 can you get without getting one wrong?
Jeez.
Who wants to bid on it?
Oof. Oh, God.
I don't think I can get many at home. I think you can get them all.
I mean, get them if I really... I mean, I would just keep running through names and get them, but without making a mistake, it's going to be hard.
How many can you do without making a mistake?
I'll throw the bid out there at six.
Brayton wants six.
Take it, man. I'm dying at three or four. You go ahead and go with it.
Nobody brother. Can do seven?
I would say go ahead, Brayton.
Brayton.
No, I think I could name the seven guys eventually. I would know their names. I don't think I could
you're going to know all ten. Yeah. But it's how many without getting one wrong?
I think to get ten, I would probably take me about 20 guesses. So, Brayton, go ahead.
Okay.
What'd you say? Six?
Six.
Six.
I'm at five, so go ahead. Take it. I'm still thinking.
I'm sure I'm not going to get six right off the bat. But
then why'd you bid on it? That's the concept.
Hey, I'm just taking my shot here.
All right. Shoot or shoot.
Bruce Smith.
Number two.
Cornelius Bennett.
Number three.
Daryl Talley.
Number one.
Yeah, right. Okay. So you said three linemen.
Three linemen, three linebackers. I'm sorry, three linemen, four linebackers, three defensive backs.
Okay.
Top 10 tackles in Bills team history.
Kyle Williams.
Correct.
Oh, I
number nine.
I can't believe I forgot Kyle. Sorry, Kyle.
Kyle Williams is number nine.
Aaron Schobel.
Incorrect. That is a wrong answer. You lose the game. Shame on you.
I have one Schobel guess.
Schobel is 12th.
All right, so I'll jump in and say for the DBs, I think the number one would be Henry Jones.
Correct. He's fourth all-time, number one among defensive backs.
Can I throw in a linebacker?
Go for it.
It's got to be Fletcher, right?
Number seven.
Okay.
Yes, London Fletcher.
Hey, can I commiserate with these guys? Is Dante Hittner one of the DBs? Did he play here long enough?
I don't know if he was here long enough.
Okay. What about Phil Hansen for defensive line?
Number six.
Okay.
Phil Hansen is correct.
Good job.
Should have guessed him.
Boy, who are the DBs?
How about Nate Clements?
Nate Clements is incorrect. He's 11th.
Close again.
Well, if Clements is 11th, I would say Nate Odoms is pretty.
Number 10, Nate Odoms.
Good, Sal. Good job.
You're missing number six and number eight, all-time tackles for the Bills.
I was with Willie McGinnis.
Oops. I don't know. I thought
you were giving us an audio clue.
I just pushed the button.
I thought it was a hint.
Antoine Winfield.
Incorrect. Antoine Winfield is 19th.
We're still missing one DB?
One DB and one linebacker.
Hold on. Linebacker.
Jarris Bird.
Incorrect.
Close.
Linebacker. Shane Conlon? Shane Conlon is correct.
Oh, good. I was gonna say Bill Simpson before him. Good job.
I was thinking Bill Simpson. That's funny, because who's the other DB?
Yeah, you're missing a defensive back, and I will say this is a bit of a surprise to find out he's top 10 in the team history in tackles. You'll all remember. We'll all remember him. He played for the team for 9 years.
Terrence McGee?
Yes.
Top 10?
Ninth. Terrence McGee is ninth all time.
Because of longevity more than anything.
Yeah, he played for 9 years. Yeah. Compare that to Shane Conlon's here for what, 5? So, yeah.
Wow.
Terrence McGee.
I never would, until you said you'd be surprised, I wouldn't have guessed Terrence McGee. That is surprising.
I would have guessed guys like Ted Washington, Kurt Scholes before him.
Washington, right. 20th. Pazluzny, 16th.
Oh, pause. Yeah, I didn't even think of him. I liked your Bill
Kurt
Simpson
Schultz,
guess.
26th.
Oh, he's 26.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I liked your Bill Simpson was really... It's funny, Sal. That's a name that popped into my head. I was trying to think, who are we missing anybody from the 70s or 80s? And I don't know why.
I was actually thinking Fred Smirlis. Where is he?
Mm, okay.
I just closed the page.
I mean, it was a nose tackle, though, so he probably didn't... Yeah. Nose tackle. Probably didn't get a ton of tackles. That's why I didn't know. Hmm.
So there you go. Good fun with trivia. Yeah, what's going on with the country suite? We're going to eat some food soon?
Yeah, we've got a new winner. Bruno from Derby is our latest winner. And Bill's Mafia, is it... How do you pronounce it, Sal? And Jared, is it Chiappino? Chiappino? How do you pronounce it? C-I-O-P-P-I-N-O. Anybody?
Chiappino?
Chiappino? Don't know.
I think so.
So it's...
I apologize for not knowing. I guess I should. I don't know.
It is fish. 2 pounds of white flesh fish. Cod, snapper, walleye, perch, dolphin. Ooh, we eat dolphin. Shrimp, scallops, a seafood mix.
Yeah.
Mmm. Huh? A little lemon, a little saffron.
Yeah, I love a seafood mix like that, especially in a pasta. But what has this got?
So it's got all of that, and then some pepper, some sea salt, some saffron, 2 cans of baby clams and juice.
Oh, nice.
What else we got? And of course, the country sweet sauce, 1 40-ounce bottle of country sweet sauce, mild or hot. If it's me, I vote for mild. But then again, you know, that's me. I'm a mild kind of guy. So that is the recipe that is our third winner. Bruno from Derby is going to bring that in for us, and we get to taste a little bit of Bill's Mafia, however you pronounce it, Chiappino.
Hey, magic of technology, guys. I got to run over to WBEN. So,
go.
I'm not actually in the studio, but I got to go hit up 9:30.
Say hi to Brian and Susan for us.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Sal.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.